Place your phone or audio connection on mute until such time you are presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link and then dial back to click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. So now it is 11:30, and I want to welcome you to San Diego Mission Academy. It's Tuesday, July 19th, 2022 at 11:30. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in the Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@sdmissionacademy.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. Give me 1 second. I'm going to shut the door because my husband didn't shut it. He's on the phone. 1 second. I'm back. Sorry about that. All right, so now we're going to go and open this meeting and call it to order by establishing a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck?
Present.
Mike Malloy?
Present.
John Dorch?
Present.
Barbara Willebrand?
Present.
So now we have a quorum, so we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Mike, would you like to do that?
My pleasure. Please stand, place your right hand over your heart, and repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much. All right, so now we're going to go into staff introductions. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you very much, President Stanford and board members. I, too, appreciate the Pledge of Allegiance. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Back to you.
I know. That's really true. Jerry, are you back on?
No, I'm sorry, I have...
Okay. All right, then. School staff.
Hello, this is Lindsay Reese, area superintendent.
Hello, Jenna Unit, principal.
Hi, Jenna.
Good morning. This is Jeff Marno, vice president, charter relations.
All right, school legal counsel.
Good morning, Bill Thompson, legal counsel.
And advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
All right, and any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves right now? All right, welcome everybody on this fine warm day. Wonderful. All right, so now we're going to go to 1E, adopt resolution continuing board of directors authority to hold virtual and teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. Please refer to your board packets for the resolution for continuing board of directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 allows boards to continue to meet remotely during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have a motion and a second to approve 1E.
Barbara Willebrand, move.
Claudia Beck, second.
Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck is seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1E has been approved unanimously. We're now into 1F. Approve agenda for the July 19th, sorry about that, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve 1F.
Mike Malloy, make a motion.
John Dorch, second.
Mike Malloy has moved. John Dorch has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Malloy.
Aye.
Doug Dort.
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand.
Aye.
1F has been approved unanimously. 1G, approved minutes of the June 3rd, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone has read these. Are there any corrections or comments about 1G in the minutes? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1G?
Barbara Willebrand moves.
Clyde Beck second.
Barbara Willebrand moves. Clyde Beck is seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Clyde Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
Juan Dort?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1G has been approved unanimously. We're now on to public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes in accordance with the Brown Act. No action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone from the public who's online who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? If not, Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here from the Charter Affairs team to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
All right, so now we're going to go to 3, public hearing. And I need a motion and a second to open this public hearing.
Mike Malloy,
motion, and who seconded?
I'll second that. Claudia Beck, I'll second that.
Okay, so Mike Malloy motion and Claudia Beck seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dort?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it's unanimous that we're going into a public hearing. The public hearing is now open at 11:36 a.m. The board has allotted 15 minutes for this public hearing. Members of the public shall have 3 minutes each to address the board during this hearing. The board may extend this time upon a majority vote. The board will first hear a presentation from Lindsay Reese.
Thank you, President Stanford. For the public hearing today, we are presenting a revised personalized learning policy that complies with the latest legislative mandates per Assembly Bill 181, which is a state budget bill signed by the governor on June 30th. AB 181 provides a base increase to the local control funding formula, otherwise known as LCFF, of about 12.84% over the 21-22 base level. This is the largest single year increase to the formula since its inception in 2013. In addition to the increase in LCFF funding, the budget includes nearly $8 billion in learning recovery grants that expire in 2028 and amounts to roughly an additional $1,400 per pupil. Our controller uses the LCFF calculator to develop our school budget. The revised LCFF calculator is anticipated to be available in mid-August or early September. I will work with our controller to revise the recently approved 22-23 budget to include these funding updates and will provide the board with the revised budget as soon as possible. In addition to the various fiscal items contained in the state budget, AB 181 requires us to revise our personalized learning policy. The revisions are noted in your packet in red line and include the following 3 highlights. Section 2.8, academic content. This removes language concerning the academic content required of independent study instruction. Section 2.9, tiered re-engagement strategies. This streamlines the procedures that trigger tiered re-engagement strategies for students. And Section 2.13, the master agreement. This adds a special education teacher as a required signatory to the student master agreement as applicable. Overall, we are pleased with these changes and find them to be helpful in our mission to ensure all students are engaged and on track to complete their personalized learning plan. Does the board or any members of the public have questions or comments on the revised personalized learning policy?
All right, any board members? The board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the revised personalized learning policy. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comments? And if not, are there any members of the public who submitted written comments to the board? Shelley.
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
All right. Thank you, Lindsay. So we're going to close this public hearing, so I need a motion and a second to close it.
Barbara Willebrand move.
Claudette Beck second.
So Barbara Willebrand has moved, Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it is a unanimous decision to close this meeting. This public hearing is now closed at 11:40 a.m. So now we're going to go into action items. This is four. The board will be asked, oh, we did that already. Excuse me. We're moving on to five. Additional corporate officers and board members' offices.
President Stanford, you're going to need to take a vote on number four.
Oh, I didn't do the vote. All right, let's do that. I thought I did. Okay, so we're going to go to action items. The board will be asked to approve the revised personalized learning policy. I did it to go out of the closed session or open session. So I need a motion and a second to approve 4A.
John Dortch move to approve.
Barbara Willebrand second.
All right, thanks, guys. John Dortch has moved. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara
Willebrand? Aye.
So it is unanimous that we have approved 4A. Maryland 5, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you very much, President Stanford and board. I appreciate your dedication to these projects, and I have no further comments. Back to you.
All right. Any other board members who have comments?
Let it back. Yeah, Lindsay, Jenna, very good job. Thank you.
Ditto.
Thank you.
You guys are doing great. Anybody else? All right, we're going to go into closing items. Our next regular board meeting is September the 6th, 2022 at 2 o'clock. And I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Claudette Beck, motion to adjourn.
Mike Malloy, make a second.
So Claudette Beck has motion. Mike Malloy has seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barry Willebrand?
Aye.
So it is unanimous that we are adjourning this meeting. Thank you for everyone and for your participation.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Stay cool.